Welcome to Medium Clever. I'm your host, Brett Medill. With me, as always, co-host John Stewart.
Yippity dippity sip-tow tip-tie.
All right. And mining the switches and knobs, producer Brant, the people's champ, Bobby.
Yes. Hello, I'm here too.
Brant has a microphone.
Yeah, microphone this time. How about that? When there's no guest, microphone number three goes to the producer.
That way he could speak on mic instead of at us, and it doesn't sound as
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, and you know, and he gives us like an audience, and he can, you know, point out when we're ridiculous.
Exactly.
And occasionally he knows things, so it's all very good. And I'd like to note, because I think we've used it at least once or twice now, our theme music that we have at the top of the show is from When I Am Gone, My Blood Will Be Free by Call Me Lightning.
That is correct.
So, like, check them out. They're, like, Milwaukee local band or stuff. I like it. So, you know, that's the theme music. It rocks.
Cool.
And now, you see, the theme music's all fire up, and so it fires everyone up. And then I come in, and I go, hey, now that you're all full of energy, let's take it down a few notches.
Guys, like,
but like I said, we got no guests this time around. Sean and I are just going to chill. We're going to talk. Brant's going to pitch in here and there, her and there. And at the end of the show, we got a bit of a new segment that we're just going to introduce called Human Interest with a little interview piece. And we'll talk about it again at the end of the show. And then it will be at the end or
right,
whatever.
Well, let's see how long I last, because like I've been out like for this entire week now.
Well, it's all good, you know. We'll hang for a bit. We'll rock it, and you know, and the human interest will show up at the end. So it'll be fine. We're all good,
right?
But Sean is, as we say, he's been on the DL. We've had to reschedule a couple times here, but he's in.
I saw a doctor.
Yeah, he's playing hurt, but he's in the game.
Yep. I saw a doctor. Hang on. I saw a doctor, and he told me he saw me. Checked me with a stethoscope and then said, yeah, you have allergies.
A stethoscope,
like, really?
Tells you that?
A stethoscope. Like, this is a walk-in doctor. This wasn't my family doctor. And this isn't the first walk-in doctor I've been to where it's like, I just get like a brush off, you know, as a patient. It doesn't feel like they care about their job at all.
Walk-in doctors are just like, I got to see as many people as I can so that I can pay the fucking mortgage.
Yeah, it just feels like they're just like gambling. Like, okay, what should I fucking diagnose this guy? It just feels like they're guessing every single time. It doesn't feel like, I remember we went to the same doctor with my fiance and she was coughing up like green mucus. Like, that's a sign of infection in probably any case. So we get to the doctors and he's like, yeah, it's just complications of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be, though?
Like, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It's
just sick mucus.
It's sick.
You get that gross green-yellow mucus when you're sick.
It just doesn't seem like a proper diagnosis.
No, absolutely. They're just picking whatever's most likely and telling you it's that. Because they're the walk-in doctor. They don't go any more in-depth. If you want more in-depth, then, yeah, you're fucking sick. Like, you go, I'm sick, and you go to the walk-in doctor, and the walk-in doctor says, yeah, you're sick. If you want to go more in-depth than that, you've got to go to your family doctor.
Yeah, it's stupid. They should be more thorough.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
No, absolutely.
Do your job. Like,
care about your job, doctors.
It,
if you don't care about it, who does?
Nobody. And then we all die.
That's right. Society.
Because nobody cares.
Society crumbles when doctors stop caring.
Honestly, that'd probably be good for us, though, because there's like 7 bazillion people on this planet.
Is that the most accurate recent count?
I think so. I think that was the last last count is at 7 bazillion.
Didn't realize we're in the bazillions now, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's definitely cause for concern.
A little bit. It's really hard to move. Like, every time I just take a step, I'm tripping over babies, like, constantly.
Yeah, like inside of Medium Clever Studios, it's nice and roomy, lots of leg room. But if you open the door,
just
it's just like
everywhere.
Just fucking fetuses just pile in. right? Like an overstocked closet right. in a cartoon. Yeah, yeah. You open up the door and like a massive, like a drift of children washes into
like
the room.
Like a boulder of fetus, like in Indiana Jones, well, not the boulder.
Fetuses was incorrect. I just meant children or just people. Just like just like a crush.
Fetus is a little too much.
Yeah, that's too much. But a wave of children, like school lets out. And then right. all the children all of a sudden are just on the street yeah, pressing against the walls of your kids. Apartment, right? Like,
for sure.
You got to reinforce the windows like, and the doors and all that.
Kids jumping rope in one end, playing hopscotch while they're like just typhooning towards you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to kind of play hopscotch on the heads of the other
children. Yeah, exactly.
Children,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like the children take turns. Some of them get to play on the surface that is the tops of other children. So, realistically, a uniform height is kind of what really becomes important.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
You want to make sure that the kids are height grouped. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you end up with, like, one, older child that hasn't had a growth spurt, and then they end up having to hang out with, like, 8-year-olds or something. But them's the fucking breaks, kid. It's fucking crush of people 7 bazillion town out there.
Yeah, don't walk outside.
Yeah, it's not safe out there, everyone.
With people.
Flooded with humans.
All right, let's go into news stuff or something.
News? What? Yeah.
Sorry, I got like fever brain right now. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Well, you know, I did read something in the news recently. There was last week there was a bunch of something like 800 students in Ottawa were okay. suspended from school for not having up-to-date vaccination records.
Okay.
And I was like, yes. Booyah. They can't come to school unless they've had their shots. I was like, fuck yes. That's one for science and zero for Jenny McCarthy, is what I thought.
I guess, but at the same time, that's one for natural selection and... I guess one for Jenny McCarthy as well, but whatever.
No, man, because then you gotta... These kids are endangering people if they're not vaccinated. Vaccinations is like the one of the most trusted, guaranteed, best researched things that we have in science. And it's just this, there just seems to be this widening streak of anti-intellectualism that's just like,
I thought that was
we don't believe in science anymore. And it just really bothers me.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know what to make of it.
I don't know either. Those kind of people, I don't know. It's hard to say. They suck as people.
It's like they're focusing on the wrong thing. Like yeah. they think correlation and causation are one and the same. And because apparently they're just uneducated. And I mean, they care because something terrible has happened. Their child has developed autism or something. And that isn't cool. Like, I'm not saying that's a good thing. But to blame the vaccine for it is ridiculous. We know that that isn't what did it.
No, absolutely not. The information on that was based on false claims in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, everything about it wasn't even truthful.
So it's just like we're going to reject what is real.
Just because it was printed in tabloids.
I don't know. It's disturbing.
It's like if people read tomorrow and like, The Enquirer, or maybe not The Enquirer, people don't really take that seriously, or The Sun. Yeah. It's like, broccoli is poison now.
Yeah.
People would fucking ban broccoli from places.
Yeah, well, I guess there used to be a time, I think maybe it's just like, it has something to do with these doomsday preppers and all these people that are just like, it seems like they think doomsday is coming, or they just don't trust anyone. Or they don't have any empathy, or they just don't trust anyone or anyone who's in authority. Like, there used to be a thing where, you know, other people would go to school. Maybe you didn't go to school and become an engineer, but other people would go to school and become engineers. And then they would design things like phones and cars and computers and stuff that we could use for us. And we didn't have to understand the technology, right?
Right.
And we just accepted that people who studied science and engineering knew it better than we did. And somewhere along the line, the internet giving every crazy asshole a voice and people not having the critical thinking skills to determine which voices are credible and which ones aren't. Like, I'm not sure where the breakdown is, but people just, they've lost the idea that, like, when science says something is a fact, that it is a fact. Like, there's systems in place. Science checks itself before it says things are real.
For sure.
It's fucking, ugh.
Like, aspartame. Aspartame breaks down as methanol in your body, and something else later on, formaldehyde.
Hmm.
But it does it in such small amounts that it's considered legally safe.
That's right.
So, there you go.
That doesn't mean it doesn't cause a risk. It just means it's an acceptable risk.
Yeah, exactly.
That someone has determined what the acceptable risk is, and it falls below that.
Exactly.
Whatever that is. But try and find that information.
So what I'm trying to say is if you're against vaccines, use aspartame or something. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
If you're against vaccines, I've got a good smallpox for you. I don't know. It's just like there's these diseases that we'd kind of like we've eliminated them.
Yeah.
You know, like the measles, sure. The mumps, rubella, smallpox, polio. We're like, we don't have to worry about those anymore. Yeah. And then people are like, we're not going to vaccinate our children anymore. And it's like, well, have fun bringing back all those terrible, like have fun with polio children again.
Yeah, exactly.
Guess what, Southern California? Polio hospitals.
Polio.
Fucking polio hospitals are going to become a thing again, you dumb assholes.
Yep.
Like, liberals can take it too goddamn far.
Just a wave of polio. A tidal wave. Hitting children's legs.
It's just a tidal wave of polio. How does that... I don't even know what kind of organism polio is.
I don't even know. I'm not going to pretend to know. I studied very little microbiology in school.
Yeah. I avoided anything that had a lab of. I was like, I'd like a science minor, which I accomplished in zoology, but right. I want to do it without taking any labs, and I did.
Nice. That's the way to go if you want to breeze through science.
Yeah, that's what you do when you just, it wasn't so much this breeze through as like 3 hours of lectures a week and 3 hours in a lab when I could take a course that doesn't involve also 3 hours in a lab? Yes, please. You can really see where my priorities were in university.
More time to, you know, like play video games.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing or what I wanted, so it was just like, for 6 years.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's what university was.
Oh, life.
But you learn things.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that, like, the sun's shining. There's some... It's been a really long nice winter weather. For no reason in Winnipeg. So, nice and it's just kind of turning into some nice weather now, finally in May. Like, a good month later than it usually does. And that's unfortunate. But I've been barbecuing for weeks because I'm going to... As soon as the snow is low enough that it's not, like, covering my barbecue,
right.
I'm at it. And you know what?
All I smell is barbecue in my neighborhood.
But I have a fucking bone to pick with my local butcher, you know? Because I usually like going there and getting some steak or whatnot, you know, because you think it's going to be better meat than your grocery store, right?
For sure.
But I want to tell you, Sean, about the importance of the even thickness of your steak, right? It's got to be of an equal thickness all the way through, right?
Yeah.
I went there, I bought these two steaks, and they had like a third of the steak was like a tail off end.
What?
Where it like tapered off, and it was like...
That's some bad butchering.
That's right. I'm saying, I'm saying that you can't go to the butcher that does that to you, because that butcher is just trying to fucking pass some shit off on you.
Right.
What he should have done is cut that where it starts tapering off, and the steak would just be the part that's even thickness. But then he would have to find something to do with that end, and he wouldn't be able to charge you for that extra, all that extra weight on your shitty steak.
Yeah.
So I'm not fucking going back there. I'm making my purchasing decisions on
good choice,
very
good choice.
Minor beefs.
You know what?
No pun intended.
That was intended, you fucker.
Well, it wasn't planned, but it was intended.
But yeah, no, absolutely. You got to be picky with your meat.
That goes for everyone.
That goes for everyone. Got to be
vegans,
extremely picky.
Non-vegans, be picky with
you. Got to be
meat.
Very picky with your soy.
Meat picky.
And, yeah.
Really, you want to be picky about anything that you stick in your mouth, Sean?
You should be. That's a good point.
A little bit, yeah.
So, I like the refreshments that you have given us tonight.
Oh, yeah?
The Mountain Dew Summer Super Pack. Extremeness.
Well, you know me.
You're pretty extreme.
I'm a classy guy.
That so, likes to be extreme.
So when I invite people to the Medium Clever Studios to have a podcast, I want to treat them correctly like a classy man does.
Right.
So I have a selection of Mountain Dews available.
Well, that's
like
that's
a
the best.
Classy guy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very
Mountain
classy.
Mountain Dew, Sean. This podcast is sponsored by Mountain Dew now. Actually,
we got the sponsor?
My life. Well, it's not. It's kind of incidental.
Oh, okay.
The podcast
right.
isn't officially sponsored by Mountain Dew,
right.
but my life is sponsored by Mountain Dew, so there's kind of some spillover,
okay.
and it will generate capital for us, so that's good, but my life Sweet. Is now a Mountain Dew life.
Okay.
I've got a decal I put on the side of my car whenever I go anywhere. You know, I'm scheduled for a tattoo. Here
of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, well, here I'm just here on my
just
neck,
on
under
neck?
My ear.
Okay, perfect.
Right? Yeah, and I'm gonna have.
Is it gonna say
gonna be,
"Do the Dew"?
It's gonna say "Code Red."
Oh, you're going Code Red.
Well,
shit.
That's what they want, so that's what's gonna go there. So hopefully, Code Red wins the flavor war. Because if they don't, I'm gonna look mighty
ridiculous.
Silly if they don't win. I mean, if they win, I will look cool as fucking shit. People will
that's
be like,
true. You would.
That's fucking Code Red over
that's
there.
Motherfucker
that motherfucker's getting paid. That's what they'll say.
Totally.
Everywhere I go, people will look at me, they'll say, getting paid. Getting paid. And they'll know, because I'm monetizing my life for
that's
Mountain Dew.
That's a good bet. You should.
Yeah.
I can only see positive things happening from
everyone should.
Monetizing your life to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I'm a more of a full throttle guy myself.
Yeah, but are they paying you?
No. I'm just saying if I was going to be monetized, I would go with Full Throttle.
I should help you out with that.
You should. That'd
Get you
be
in touch
awesome.
With the fucking Full Throttle people. I know a guy at Coca-Cola. Well,
oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll do Coca-Cola.
I've had some dealings. There's been some talks, but I ultimately went with Mountain Dew, you know, so.
Right.
But I might be able to make the connect there.
Perfect. Well, I mean, Full Throttle is a Coca-Cola product.
That's
so.
What I'm talking about.
Perfect. We'll set up with the whole shebang.
That's the idea. Because you got to make your life work for you. Instead of you
exactly.
working for your fucking life all the time, you stupid bastard.
Like those ads you see on the internet. I made $7,000 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Find out how.
Like,
monetize your life.
When you're talking about monetizing your life, like, I'm an accountant or, I'm a doctor. Your life is worthless. You want to be a hobo? Or
right.
or like a mall walker or security guard, someone who really sees a lot of people. Like doctors, yeah, doctors have worthless lives as far as monetization
right.
goes.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I make $100,000 a year. Yeah, whatever. I know hobos that make $250,000 a year just from monetizing their life.
Perfect. Oh my
Let
God.
It all out, Sean. Let it all out.
Fucking worthless doctors, man.
Fucking worthless doctors. It's fucking allergies. You know what? Fuck you. It's not fucking allergies.
Yeah. What does he make to tell you allergies? Walk in, doctor. I bet he doesn't even make $400,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly. I'm getting set up with Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
I'm going to make like $1,000,000,000,000.
Uh-huh.
So fuck you, Dr. Walk-In Doctor. I forget
That's right.
your name.
All that advertising money that used to go into television is worthless now because of TiVo and streaming and all that.
Yeah.
So they've really got to integrate their advertising. So I'm really
That's
like
true.
Stepping up and saying like, monetize me. Like they're not going to be able to. Not everyone is going to be able to do this. If
right.
everyone did it, it would defeat the purpose.
Exactly.
So you got to get in on the ground floor now. Be part of the
totally.
Be part of the paradigm shift.
You've
become one of the lords of the next generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. All the royalty The royalty of 25 years from now is all going to be people with tattoos, branded tattoos on their necks.
Shit. So is this kind of like a easy money scheme, or like, is this like a legit
thing? Oh, there's nothing easy about it, Sean.
Nothing
you know,
easy.
It was really tough selecting from all the different brands vying for my attention.
More monetizing, more problems.
It was really a struggle to choose which brand, you know, because it wasn't just like who is going to pay me, Sean, because they were lining up to pay me.
I bet.
It was about, because I'm not just some mercenary with my advertising, you know. I'm only going to back a product that I believe in. I'm only going to sell my life to a company I trust.
I didn't know you believed in Mountain Dew so much.
Well, I do now, Sean.
Oh, okay.
I might have had a few lingering doubts before.
But now you're just
on board. But you know
what?
I have seen the light, and the light is green like Mountain Dew.
Or is it blue
or no,
or
it's green
or...
and it says go. It says go to Mountain Dew, where you will also find pink, red, blue, and white sodas.
Awesome.
For this summer, limited time only, Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew.
How's your clear soda, Brent? Your white out as it is.
I kind of like it. I think I'm going to have to vote.
You're voting?
You're going to vote?
I might do it.
You're voting white
out? The people's champ.
You heard it here first,
you know,
folks.
When the people's champ Riveting. Votes, he carries a big, thick log on that one. And the people vote with him.
Right.
And he's voting for white out. He doesn't even need to taste the other flavors.
No, sir.
So you remember, fans. So if you like Supernova or if you like Voltage, you know, you got to get on there. You got to do your best to counteract the people's champ and his votes, his voting block. You got to get out there and buy Mountain Dew, everyone. Mountain Dew, Mountain Dew.
Get Brett some money is what he's trying to say.
Oh, no, I'm getting paid already.
Oh, so you don't get paid for how many people you get to drink Mountain Dew?
Well, they have no way to track that.
I guess so. You should mark it down then. Mark it down and say like, hey, I'm getting you guys business. Pay me more.
But I've already, you know, the contract's been signed and all that. Like, I can start. I'll start, you know, I'm not going to start worrying about my performance, Sean, until the last year of my contract.
Okay.
When I get to year three, you know, sure. It's like, sure, 2013, 2014, 2015, I'm Mountain Dew man. Right? Sure. It's
right.
Code red on my neck for 3 years. That's fine. But they've got great technology getting rid of that tattoo. 3 years from now, contract expires. Maybe I cut Mountain Dew loose, you know, if they're not going to meet my terms. Maybe somebody else wants to monetize my life.
Fair
Maybe
enough.
My life becomes more valuable 3 years from now.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Like
Absolutely.
Right now, my life, borderline worthless.
It's not that worthless.
Fucking 3 years from now. Could be four and a half notches above that.
That's true. That is true.
I'm not sure quite what four and a half notches above borderline worthless is, but it could be higher, and that's the point.
That's true. Absolutely.
And then maybe finally Dr. Pepper will step in.
But
they just weren't willing to meet the quote this time.
Really?
I wanted them, you know. I believe in them, but... Didn't quite believe in them enough to pass up the Mountain Dew money.
Well, you'll get that Dr. Pepper sponsorship one day.
I sure hope so. Caffeine citrus has deep pockets, my friend.
Caffeine citrus?
Well, they're all pretty citrusy. Though Supernova here, my pink Supernova, it's a little fresh strawberry flavor, I think is what I detect.
Shit.
Mm.
Well, I had the Shockwave. Was it Shockwave?
Voltage.
I had Voltage, which is blue raspberry.
Oh, wait. Or was it called...
Did you say a raspberry or a raspberry?
Well, my grandmother said raspberry.
Raspberry?
She kind of had a few different things that were kind of more like old British-y sounding that must have been like a couple more generations further back from like her parents and grandparents.
Okay.
You know, like...
Like buttery. Buttery. Sorry, where's the H in battery?
First of all, I note that batteries existed when my ancestors lived in the old country.
They did.
But
They were like, they
and
were
also
like,
they were not cockneys.
They were also comically large, like a drum, like an empty drum full of like acid or something. I don't know batteries, but it's just like a drum that just like lights up an entire town. Or
just
something.
A field of potatoes with electrodes stuck in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, there you go.
Welcome to Ireland, home of the world's most natural potato batteries.
Yeah.
We're powering all of Ireland with our potato batteries. Oh, but all the potatoes, they've been blighted. Oh, and we lost all our electricity, so we had to move to
Canada.
And
that's when the Irish civilization fell.
Yep, Irish, yeah, that's that. The potato...
You guys will get it back.
People
I
think
have faith.
People think that the potato blight was such a shock because of it damaged the food source.
No.
But rarely do they take into account that the potatoes were also the source of all of Ireland's electricity.
Yeah. That fucked them over big time.
Exactly. They couldn't power their combines anymore.
Nope.
Because they didn't have enough potatoes.
Couldn't watch
TV. It takes a lot of potatoes to watch TV, you guys.
They couldn't watch Irish Carson... Or Johnny Carson.
Irish Carson Daly.
I was going to say Carson
Irish
Daly.
Carson Daly couldn't put TRL on in 1871 because he didn't have enough potatoes to run his cameras. Oh, Irish Carson Daly. Oh, hello, everyone. It's Irish Carson Daly. Today here on Total Request Live, Ireland... Total Dublin Live. We're gonna listen to the latest cut from NSYNC, and it's called Bye Bye. I don't even. It was Bye Bye Bye. Was that an NSYNC song?
Yeah,
I tried.
Yeah, Bye 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 is an NSYNC.
But
song.
I don't know why I abandoned the principle that it was like 1870. It should have been like, he's Irish Carson Daly here. I don't know why he's so soft spoken. Irish Carson Daly here on Total Dublin Live. Oh, we got the Proclaimers.
And I would walk 500 miles.
Are they even Irish?
I think they're Scottish. I'm pretty sure they're Scottish.
Okay, well, whatever.
Someone will fact check us. Well, or, nobody's going to fact check us. Well, I'll fact check us and then comment on it.
Poor Irish Carson Daly's life was tragically cut short when he mentioned how little he thought of the Pope on air. Oh, why? Why the papists stormed his studio and they tore him asunder.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Irish civilization ruined.
Mm-hmm. Part of the Andrew W.K. conspiracy. Dead. It all Andrew weaves W. together. It all weaves together. Somebody replaced Andrew W.K., potato allegedly. Blight batteries, Carson Daly, Total Request Dublin. It
Illuminati.
All makes sense. Lizard people.
Yeah.
The end.
Good night, folks. Psych! We're not done yet.
Whew. I thought we were for a second there.
I know, so did I. But then it was just like, no, bringing it back.
Should we talk about ricin?
You're welcome.
Can we talk about ricin yet?
Sure, let's do that.
I like talking about food.
From the castor beans.
Let's talk about food. So, beans, ricin. Let's talk about ricin. That's
ricin,
food.
Ricin beans?
Rice. Well, not rice and beans.
I've never had rice and beans. I
you
hear
could
it's
have
really good, though.
Rice and beans, or you could have ricin beans. We're talking about ricin beans. The castor bean.
Right, castor bean.
So you didn't know about this, apparently. So you didn't know that there was a recent ricin deal in the States. Okay, well, this is
no
topical, because
okay.
This episode's going to come out pretty quick.
Of course.
So just in kind of the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing,
right.
There were these three ricin letters that were sent. One was sent to a county judge in, I want to say Mississippi. It was a southern state. Don't crucify me here. I'm pretty sure it was Mississippi.
Okay.
Mississippi is the most backward state, though, so... No! It might have been Kentucky. Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. Some buttfuck
right.
Southern state.
Right.
A county judge and a congressman and the president.
Really?
Ricin letters were sent to each of those three people, and...
That's kind of random.
Well, they
I
said,
mean, the president isn't, but I mean,
the president's just like, well, the president. And then it's like,
here's
the
another ricin envelope.
But then it's like, hey.
Put it next to the anthrax envelopes.
But then it's like, hey, look, this congressman and this county judge are of the same county. Maybe we should look in that county.
Okay.
So they look at that county, and the first guy they arrest is an Elvis impersonator.
Perfect.
Because who knows ricin better than Elvis impersonators?
Of course. They're all about that shit.
But the fucking plot thickens. Okay. That guy gets released 6 days later. And then another guy gets arrested. The Elvis impersonator and his lawyer charge that he has been framed by a longtime local, like, small-town enemy.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this like, small-town Mississippi Taekwondo instructor.
Jesus.
He's taken all this shit out of his dojo, out of his studio, while the impersonator's been arrested. All of a sudden, Johnny gets kind of quick busy going.
I bet. How far did he get before they...
Well, he, you know, they. I guess they were watching him, and he took stuff out. But whatever, the good guys got in there, and they found fucking traces of ricin and shit.
And
so.
They busted his ass? Holy shit, that's...
It's still technically alleged, but they have records that he purchased 50 castor beans in November and 50 castor beans in December.
Looks suspicious.
And he downloaded some PDF about making...
Extracting ricin from the castor bean.
It's like, let me see. Online records show you ordered castor beans twice and then downloaded a PDF of how to make ricin from castor beans.
Should I better Google how to get out of jail?
Apparently his iTunes purchase history also had a couple episodes of Breaking Bad in it.
Oh, yeah, I bet it did.
But he failed to download a PDF that says, masking your internet doings.
Yeah.
That's the PDF he didn't download. You know,
hide Google documents.
Sorry, folks. I hate to put everyone in danger here, at increased risk. But if you're going to do something terrorist-related, I'd recommend first looking up how to not get caught before you figure out, like, what your scheme's
And then you
be.
Could get rid of looking up how to get caught, as well as whatever other evil shit you plan to do.
Exactly. Sean gets it.
The more you know.
The more
Rainbow.
You know. Rainbow.
Star, Peacock, NBC thing. There you go. Bam. In your face.
Exactly. So ricin.
So don't be stupid. Right, ricin.
So basically this guy was Danny McBride's character from the Foot Fist Way, except that he was making ricin in his studio in his off hours. He's like, that guy was like bitter and his life had fallen apart. But it's like that guy... just pushed a little further.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Danny McBride pushed a little bit further from that role, and then he starts grinding up castor beans in the back office, murmuring about the government and how that Elvis impersonator is going to get it.
And how aliens do something.
And how the CIA put a chip in my brain.
Yep. And painted me red. For no reason.
They would.
For no reason.
They dyed me this color.
Yeah, they dyed me this color, mother F.
You know, I was kind of disturbed. I get most of my news from Google News.
Okay.
And I was in top stories, and it bothers me. You know how you're on top stories, and it'll show you all top stories on the right.
Right.
And then on the left column, underneath top stories, it'll give you a bunch of keywords that show up in the news.
Okay.
I don't like it when I see rape show up in the keywords. It's like... Am I supposed to click on that? Like, click here for all the rape news.
Yeah.
No thanks. I'll stick to
who got raped today?
Yeah.
Why do you want to know?
Guess
first of all, who is keeping that big of a like thing? Oh fuck! I can't. I hate tripping over my words. It feels like the words there. You ever fucking just forget words when you're trying to say them?
Yes.
It's the fucking most frustrating fucking thing ever.
But, like, rapes happen every day. Do I really need to have, like, a Google alert to remind me how depressed I should be?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I know that women have a fucking bad rap in a lot of the world. But most of the world, I can't help them in most of the places that they need help. And that's where all the fucking stories are coming from. It's like, every day, now it's just kind of become every day who got raped in India.
Right.
The last few months, that's been the story. Like, whoa. How many 5-year-olds got raped in India this week? Ugh, it's disgusting.
That's, yeah.
And then the 5-year-old that shot his sister That was in Kentucky. No?
No.
This week, a 5-year-old in a mobile home in Kentucky, no judgments there. The 5-year-old, this is where the judgments come. The 5-year-old was given the rifle as a gift for his birthday.
Okay.
Because 5-year-olds should have 22 caliber rifles at their disposal.
Absolutely.
Child-sized, appropriately.
If my kid doesn't have a gun by age 4, I consider myself a bad parent.
How are they going to protect you from redcoats, Sean?
Exactly.
A child is part of a well-regulated militia.
Yeah. If you get them drugged up enough, they'll do just about anything.
Yeah. I think that the current data from Africa shows that children can be an effective militia.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's disgusting, Sean. I love it.
Hey, if you don't love it, then turn off Google.
Welcome to Kentucky. The government's coming for your guns. Well, fuck you. We're making meth in the bathtub, giving it to the 5-year-olds with the fucking rifles.
I'm telling him that the bad guys are coming to steal his mom.
What, you think the army's going to start shooting at a bunch of rabid, methed up 5-year-olds with automatic weapons? No, they're not. They won't do that.
They'll be all like, we need help or something.
So guess what? Kentucky safe when the revolution comes.
Right. Okay, so bad idea number one, giving a 5-year-old a rifle.
Bad idea number two, leaving him alone with the rifle and the 2-year-old.
And the 2-year-old.
Number three, somehow not making sure the rifle isn't loaded.
Yeah, like, or at least...
You know how you just keep loaded? Like... You can't drink till you're 21.
Yeah.
You can't vote or join the army until you're 18. But your parents can give you a gun when you're 3.
That's missed.
I guess there's nothing wrong with that.
Right to bear arms.
That's not even the part of the amendment that should be highlighted. For me, the part of that amendment that should be highlighted is the part about the well-regulated militia.
Right.
It's necessary to... I think that they should be... You know what? You should be able to have as many guns as you want as long as you join a militia that actually involves, like, a training commitment and stuff.
Right.
Like, basically joining the Army Reserve.
Right.
If you join the Army Reserve, have as many guns as you want. But otherwise, there's no goddamn reason for it. Unless you're hunting, and that's okay, I guess. It's about regulation. Everything's under-regulated. Whatever. It's the states. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And it's what our government is increasingly attempting to do. It's going to turn to a shithole eventually, and then we're eventually just going to have to rise up and smite them, Sean.
Okay.
The revolution is eventually coming.
Just let me know. I'll be,
Yeah.
Sit on the couch.
Then we'll eat cake.
Yeah, perfect. Black Forest? I like Black Forest.
Oh, whatever you want, buddy.
Sweet.
It's up to you.
Brant, you down for Black Forest?
Yeah, I go for that.
Well, fuck you. I'm not getting Black Forest now.
Ooh.
I'm just kidding. Black Forest for everybody.
Can there be cherries?
Of course. That's what Black Forest is all about, yo.
Okay, good. Lots of cherries.
Of course.
None of that pie filling bullshit, though.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, on the top a little bit.
Well, maybe a little.
But not that cherry pie filling stuff.
Oh, food. Speaking
Food's
of food,
awesome, isn't
speaking
it?
Of food and children and death.
Right.
Also, this week in China, a couple of like 5-year-old girls died because the principal of one kindergarten put rat poison in yogurt and left it in the street.
What?
I mean, I don't understand the part about Chinese culture that involves, like, the child's grandmother getting yogurt from the street and giving it to children. Like, maybe there's a yogurt delivery man.
The yogurt fairy.
Who drops off, the yogurt fairy comes by
comes
weekly.
Comes by every Tuesday.
To drop off yogurt. So I don't know how that works or why it was okay that this person took yogurt from the street. But the yogurt that the grandmother took had been put in it. And the children ate it and then they died. And it was apparently because of, like, schools competing for enrollment or something is apparently the root cause.
First of all, that's pretty fucking low. First of all. Like,
rat poison in yogurt is low?
No, I mean, like, what was it for?
It's like they were competing. It was school.
Right, it was like a school competition, right?
Well, no, it's like different local schools are like, it's like your funding is related to your enrollment. So they want more kids to go to this school than, so if I'm running so this school, I want kids to come to my school, not the other school.
So I'm going to poison kids from the other school.
Oh, I don't know what the fucking end game was. Kay. But the principle,
that's what I mean, was low.
The details are always fuzzy on any news story coming out of China.
Fair enough. But here's the second part is, who the fuck trusts corner yogurt? Like, who's sitting there like, what? The street yogurt was bad.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Why didn't I know this before?
Like I'm saying, I don't know. Maybe there's some cultural reason that street yogurt was acceptable.
Right.
Like the yogurt fairy comes around every Tuesday.
Yogurt fairy.
I don't know. But
yeah,
you'd think that, this yogurt tastes a little poisony.
Well, you're not going to know that right away. You're going to take a couple bites and, oh, shit, I'm not feeling, this might be poisony.
I mean, don't they make every poison taste bad just in case you accidentally taste some? Like, isn't that a thing chemical companies are supposed to do?
Yeah, well,
generally?
I mean, yeah, like with odorless gases, they put mercaptoethanol, which is that egg-smelling thing in propane.
Okay.
That's what that is. It's usually for your...
What was it called?
Mercaptoethanol.
Oh.
Yep. Learned that one in the good old organic chemistry class. But
I definitely got a C in two different organic chemistries.
Yeah.
And an F in biochemistry.
Yeah, biochemistry wasn't...
I got one F on my record. Oh, boy.
I do, too, actually.
Took it in the brown heart on biochem.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I took it in... what was it? It was some kind of environmental course where the midterm was worth 30% and the final was worth 70%. That's it.
Yep.
That's all you get. I got a C on the midterm. I'm like, sweet, I'm actually passing this course.
Oh, yeah.
And I get to the final... I sat there scratching my head for 3 hours, struggling to write anything on the paper. And then I walked out of there. I'm like, I think I just fucking failed that course.
My story is similar. It was...
And sure enough, it was.
Yeah, it was second year biochem. And on the midterm, I got like a C+ on the midterm. And like I understood things when we did all the labs. So I thought I was doing all right. And I went into that final. And that's the worst. Like, it's one thing to go into a test knowing you're woefully unprepared,
yeah.
And it's another thing to go into an exam thinking, like, all right, I'm going to do okay. Like, I'm not going to do great, but I know I'm okay. I'm comfortable. And then you sit down, and it's like, and I did everything that I knew how to do, and then I went back, and I did everything that I had any clue on how I might be able to do, and then I looked at my watch, and it had been half an hour.
Oh, God.
And it was 3 hours, and I'm like, okay. There was a lot of blank, and I couldn't do anything. And I was just like, okay, well, I can't leave now. It's only been half an hour. If I leave now in this gym full of people, I was too self-conscious. I was like, if I leave now, I'm clearly not the guy who knew everything so well that he just breezed through it and now he's leaving. Couldn't possibly be that guy yet at half an hour. So I had to stall. I'm like, I'm not going to stay the whole 3 hours.
Right.
But I'm going to wait until I can maintain my dignity
hour. Yeah, yeah.
When I'm walking out.
Like an hour,
and I had a graphing calculator with me that they didn't take away, so I played Tetris for an hour. I sat there surrounded by people just racking their brains with chemistry problems.
And you were just playing Tetris.
And I played Tetris for an hour, and then I stopped, and
that's
I went, okay.
Great.
It's like, all right, it's 10:30 a.m. now. I can go home. And reflect on this F, but I will maintain my dignity while I take this F.
Exactly.
You can't take that away from me, biochemistry. You can't take that. I took a stand.
Take that, biochemistry.
Yeah.
Good on you. Good on you.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how sometimes douchebag conservatives will cherry pick pieces of public research and go, oh, we're wasting money.
Right.
You fucking funded a study on duck vaginas.
Right. this tree is 5 years old.
Well, the guy who did the study on duck vaginas wrote a reply online, kind of like saying, like, kind of saying exactly why that guy's an asshole without saying his name ever or whatever. Just like talking about how basic science needs to be funded because it's not looking to solve a particular problem. It's just looking to add to knowledge
that
advances science in general later, right? And
Absolutely.
It's just stupid. And also, he points out that the structure of the system is that the A, his study was funded under Bush, and B, the administration and the president has no control over how the money is distributed. Like, scientists and educated people decide which things need to be looked into, and they distribute the money. So it's all stupid. But anyway, duck vaginas, there's an arms race. There's an evolutionary arms race going on in duck genitalia, Sean.
Really?
I don't know if you know this.
Do tell. I have no idea.
Duck penises are corkscrew-shaped.
Okay. Interesting.
And so duck vaginas are also corkscrew-shaped, but like the
reverse,
opposite direction.
Right, right.
And here's the thing. The female duck has, like, evolved, like, dead ends and blind alleys in their vagina.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and male ducks, see, they don't have the nuance of communication that we do, Sean.
Yeah.
So mostly male ducks are just into rape.
Right. Well, most animals are.
Well, yeah.
Really
so male ducks mostly just like to shove their corkscrews into whatever female they decide on.
Right.
And it appears that the study turned up was that basically the female. The blind alleys and everything are there so that basically if she is struggling because she doesn't want this particular male to be copulating with her. Other thing is, because of the shape, the corkscrew shape, once the male decides that he's raping the female, she can't get away because the dick is lodged in her.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's like a barbed dick.
It's like, yeah, you're
so that's bad news. You're in for it. Once it's there, it's on. And it's disgusting. But to talk about it even is kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, it appears as though pregnancy is less successful if she is struggling during this period. So if she is receptive to the male, she doesn't struggle, and she is more likely to conceive. So it seems like all the blind alleys and stuff have kind of evolved to help her avoid pregnancy if she's not wanting to be laying eggs right now.
Interesting.
So duck vagina research is important.
And
that can all be edited out if necessary.
How is this important?
That was Uncle Reasonable's Science Corner.
Okay. Right.
I don't need to talk about why it's important. It just adds to all the knowledge.
It'd be nice.
Just adds to knowledge. It's a knowledge addition.
Vaginas.
I remember the thing said that it actually had already led to some sort of advance, but I didn't click on that to find out what
that would have been nice to.
I was just like, okay, good news.
Okay, I know about duck vaginas.
It was more like good news.
I don't want to know
science.
Why
still thumbs up for science?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, internet, for reinforcing my belief in science. Let's go, science.
Yeah, there's some interesting things out there on the internets.
Yeah,
but you gotta know where to look. Like Wikipedia is sometimes okay.
I mostly just end up looking at sea life.
Sea life on Wikipedia, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I watch an episode of River Monsters, I'll be on Wikipedia for an hour afterwards.
Oh, for sure.
Just
looking
absolutely. At, just
look
looking at, like,
crazy-ass
giant catfish for some reason. Like, what are you doing, catfish?
You're too large.
You're
Stop
everywhere, and you're huge. What's going on? That's what mostly I'm just by myself staring at my computer going, what's happening, catfish?
Shaking
what
your fist
What is
violently.
The deal with catfish? I'm mostly just asking catfish questions.
They're not cats, but they're fish.
They're definitely fish.
They're definitely fish. What's up with that?
Oh.
I don't know.
I just want to bring back Irish Carson Daly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Sean's coughing up a black lung. He's been in the coal mines for ages.
Yeah, I got a bit of the bat.
I hope I can grow enough potatoes to power me radio dish.
to power an iron lung for me when I fucking...
When you haven't had your vaccinations, you've got polio.
I have polio.
He needs an iron lung.
I need an iron lung.
God damn it, Jenny McCarthy.
Titanium shoes. And a platinum helmet. And I'll be good to go.
Do you need iridium gloves? Or one iridium glove?
Sure. One iridium glove will work.
What's
too.
The other glove? Vanadium? Tungsten?
Let's go
Wolfram?
Let's go palladium.
Palladium. Nice.
Nice hoard metal.
Ooh.
Getting hoard.
Let's throw like a metalloid on your knees.
Metalloids, metalloids.
Yeah, you got like a metalloid for those knees? Huh? Or maybe just some antimony.
Why don't I check my periodic table app? And
it's no fun if you look up an app, Sean. It's no fun it's no fun if we're not riffing our element names.
Oh, should we just riff it? Okay, metalloids. I'm gonna go aluminum. That's metalloid.
Not a metalloid. No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You antimony son of a bitch.
You antimony me.
I thought it was aluminium. Isn't it
Sorry.
Aluminium?
Well, it could be aluminium.
Aluminium. My bad. You know what? No, I spell checked it. It's wrong with the extra I. So,
you know,
boom!
Extra.
Logic.
You know, most of our audience is European, so we should say aluminium. Like,
Are
if you're
they?
Listening,
oh, I have no
idea. If you're listening to this, like, we're based in Winnipeg. If you're listening to this and you're in Winnipeg as well, that's cool. Or if you're in Canada or wherever, that's fine. But just know that most of our audience is overseas.
Right.
So far.
And
there's room for growth.
Sorry, overseas fans, but you're wrong. I did spell check, and the I is wrong.
Yep. So get your act together, aluminum. Europe. Aluminum.
That sounds kind of bad. Sounds like we're butchering the language of words that we speak.
The language of words that we
very
speak.
Slowly.
Well,
like this,
you speak them slowly when you don't know what you're going to say next.
Or, you know.
Can't. Find the words because you've been sick all week.
Hey guys, I got nothing. Fuck, that felt good to do though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I watched Gremlins this week.
Did you?
Yeah, classic Gremlins. Do you remember much about Gremlins?
Not too much. I remember like the old lady. What was it? Christmas Carolers. Damn,
oh,
Christmas Carol.
She gets
like
fired out of the window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. She comes. She's got the assisted living chair on the banister.
Yeah, yeah.
The little elevator banister stair thing. She comes down and, she's cussing about the Christmas carolers. Yeah. Oh, damn, Christmas carolers. But Sean, the Christmas carolers, they sound... like, oh.
Yeah, it's kind of a giveaway.
I think they're actually Christmas carolers, maybe. And then she opens the door... And they're gremlins!
Oh, shit.
But, you know, people are often, you'll hear about gremlins when you're a child, or William Shatner will see one on the wing of a plane. And you get told the folklore of gremlins and how they mess shit up, and they get in their way, and they mess life up.
Right.
They cause accidents.
Absolutely.
But nobody ever mentions their knack for finding size-appropriate costumes of all different types.
That's true.
It doesn't matter where they are. Their wardrobe options are endless no matter where they are, and it's amazing.
Absolutely limitless.
They are expert seamsters, tailors.
Yeah. There's just one of them just going nuts with a Singer sewing machine. Here you go. There's a 1930s.
1930s gremlin here.
1930s. Charlie Chapman.
Now you're on the trolley, gremlins. Ah, break that trolley. what do you remember about the rules, Sean? You remember the rules, right?
I remember don't get water on them.
Right.
Don't feed them after midnight.
That's right. One more.
I don't remember the last one.
Bright light kills them.
Bright light kills them.
So sunlight will kill them. And water will make them multiply.
Yep.
Feeding them after midnight brings you gremlins. And then getting gremlins wet brings you more gremlins.
Yep, yep.
However, Gremlins, the movie, takes place at Christmas.
That's true, it does.
And these gremlins are out Christmas caroling. And I guess one has to assume that they are very, very cold-blooded, because the gremlins are fucking in the snow all the time, and they are not constantly replicating.
That's
true. So, apparently, snow touches gremlins and does not melt, getting them
good
wet.
Good point, good point. Well, they could be wearing boots.
They're fucking all, like, they get tossed in the snow. There's gremlins tossed in the snow over and over again.
And there's just not...
So what I'm trying to say, Sean, is I'm taking Joe Dante's 30-year-old movie to task over its unlikely plot holes. I got my eyes on you, Joe Dante.
Does he still make movies?
Yes.
We should look into that.
I think he directed Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Okay. That's a start.
That's not something anyone should be proud of.
I don't know. I've never. Is that the one with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I haven't seen that one. So I will not pass
Dudley Do-Right, also with Brendan Fraser.
It might be hilarious. I don't know.
Well, let's see here. Is Brendan Fraser in it? Yes, then it's hilarious.
Chances aren't great.
Or, hey, here's the Brendan Fraser questionnaire. Is Brendan Fraser in it? Yes. Is it School Ties? No. Is it The Mummy? No. Don't watch it.
Come on, Encino Man?
Oh, wait, no, I gotta give Encino Man.
No, don't
you gotta
do that.
Wheeze in the jet.
No.
Yeah, Encino Man has to be on the list, too. You're
okay,
right.
Okay, do it.
We include Encino Man. But pretty much, Brendan Fraser's other career choices are uniformly terrible.
Well, yeah.
It's like,
hey, you gotta get paid.
You're Brendan. I mean, I'll give it to him. It's like he somehow became a movie star. Like, yeah. He starred in a bunch of movies, somehow. Oh,
there you go. Airheads.
But they weren't good. Oh, yeah.
Actually,
that's Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler in Airheads? Fuck. I'm going to have to watch Airheads
again. 94
for sure, man.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's right in the sweet spot. I love those early, mid-90s. That's my...
They're all right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, when I anything that came out on DVD, on VHS when I was, like, 12 years old is right in my fucking sweet spot.
Yeah, for sure.
Dazed and Confused, Pulp Fiction, Mallrats, Clerks, all that shit.
Totally.
It's my spot. The early 90s indie
early
movies.
Early 90s, yes, I'm almost there.
Oh, is that a Richard Linklater movie?
John Hughes, 16 Candles.
Yeah, that was a small indie comedy. You know, remember those? You remember that small indie comedy, The Breakfast Club?
No.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, those tiny comedies from the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Really small ones.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You know, the big budget small movies.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Anyway, Gremlins, full of holes.
Full of
pulp figure.
Fix your shit. What was his name?
Joe Dante.
Fix your shit, Joe Dante.
You got a cool name, though.
That is a pretty cool name.
Not bad.
I would like that name, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Me too.
Oh. I'm just gonna go with Joe Dante now.
Yeah?
Just from this
point. That's like
a
stage
on.
Name?
Yeah.
You gonna do like a band? You wanna start the Joe Dante band? The Joe Dante experience.
There you go. That works.
See, because like he might
I'll
have a problem if you just say you're Joe Dante. But if you call the band Joe Dante. So anyway, so our band, Joe Dante, Sean's playing slide whistle and kazoo.
Yep.
I'm dibs on gut bucket.
Yeah.
Brant's going to play. We're going to electrify a flute for him to play. If there
as
isn't
well
a such thing as an electric flute, what
there
I'm trying to say
to
is we're going to make one. We're going to attach a taser to a flute or whatever, and it's going to make beautiful music.
Lasers. A lot of lasers.
Laser flute?
Yeah, laser flute.
Okay.
There's got to be an electric flute somewhere out there.
Yeah. Then we could become
if
music
not,
spammers.
Make it happen.
Could we become music spammers?
Why not? What's a music spammer?
Music spammers, man. It's awesome.
Okay.
Because now there's like, so you know, there's all these like streaming services and all these services for buying music, right?
Okay.
And they have to have a way of deciding what pieces of music are in their databases, right?
Okay.
Because they can't include all the music that's out there. And a lot of them are databases that people can like submit music to and shit.
Okay.
So it ends up like you end up... So anytime you have this unregulated thing and there's potentially money available, you have people trying to game the system. and then you end up with music spammers. And there's a few different types. And this is not going to be all of them. But then you've got these... you've got cover bands that give themselves names like number one hits. Like, they give the band a name so that it sounds like it's a compilation album.
Okay.
Like, so it'll be like number one dance
best
hits.
Best of the 80s or
best
something.
Pop crew or whatever. And and then it'll just be an album of some that studio band. Musicians covering some songs. So so there's tons of those out there. And they will also, they'll either be there to, just for people to, like, mixes for DJs to buy for parties and stuff when they don't care about if it sounds any good.
Right.
Or karaoke like, is another good one.
Yeah, yeah, and there's the, you're right. Yeah, karaoke, sure. Definitely. There's the karaoke ones, part of the music spamming. And then there's also, what was I going to say, the compilation band people. Or they'll also release, like if Macklemore hasn't released his thrift shop single in Hungary yet, Best Dance Crew will make a ripoff version of it, and they'll release their single in Hungary.
Okay.
And then people in Hungary might buy theirs, and they make a little bit of money.
I don't think that's hurting Macklemore and Lewis at all.
Huh?
I don't think that's going to be hurting Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
No, they're apparently doing great.
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
They're doing fine now.
But those people...
Magically!
Those people in Hungary are going to be so confused if they ever come to, like, North America. Like, what best pop group does that song?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Exactly. They'll be like, damn.
I don't think that really hurts anybody in the long run.
That's a cold-ass honky.
Yeah, true enough.
And then you've got... personalized music, so you'll have some asshole writing his own version of a happy birthday song and then recording it 4,000 times with every different fucking name imaginable.
Oh my god.
Like it's like the tourist license plate version of music. So it's like, hey, I can download a personalized Bort happy birthday. Happy birthday, Bort. You know, so there's that.
That's a lot of dedication and persistence. I must applaud that.
Realistically, he probably records his version of a happy birthday song once,
and then just like,
and then uses his Pro Tools and just records him singing names a bunch of times and starts playing the drag and drop game.
True enough.
For easy money. Or there's the other version of personalized music that'll be instead of like you just change the name of the person or whatever. You use the same song, you just give it a different title. Like,
I see.
The song, so the first one, the song is slightly different from each other. And the second one is just the title is different. So the first one will be like, song for John, song for Tim. But this music's actually the same. Or it'll just be music for my love, Brett's mix. Like, it has just has a bunch of different titles, but it's the same song, you know, over and over again.
Okay.
Then there's, like, people that make subliminal white noise music that's supposed to, like, teach you to play, to learn Spanish in your sleep or whatever.
Interesting.
Except all the tracks of white noise are the exact same, bit by bit. They're just called different things, like, learn Spanish, learn English, teach your baby to climb the walls, or, you know, whatever. But they're all the same.
That's super funny.
And you've got, like album spammers, which are people who actually have made music, but they've made, like, 100 songs. But they've released 200 albums of various different combinations of those 100 songs.
Okay.
So there is 100 pieces of original music.
But it's sold in 200 different packages.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're all slightly different from each other.
Yeah. That's kind of dumb, but whatever.
But yeah, it's basically like the theory that you have in the grocery store of like facing and of like I don't know what they call it actually in grocery stores. When front space or fronting or shelf space. You know, like companies vie hard for, you know, how many rows of Coca-Cola are there and how many rows of Pepsi 2 liters are there, right? You know what I mean?
Different
brands, you know, the wider amount of shelf that goes to your brand, the more visibility you have. And the more the people buy.
Yeah.
So it's the same idea. People are they have 100 different albums that have the same 13 songs in different varieties. it just gives them, it just casts a wider net with the same amount of actual original stuff.
Right.
So it's spam.
I see.
And then you've got like instrumental albums that are sold like relaxing yoga music, relaxing baby music, relaxing music for toddlers, relaxing music for octoroons in heat, you know, like,
right, right.
You know, whatever.
Relaxing music
cool
for Amish
down,
people.
Octoroon. Relaxing CDs of music.
For Amish
digital
people.
Music for Amish people.
They love it.
Hey, do you know some Amish people? Download this, then drive by them playing it in your car.
Relaxing deaf-mute meditations. Open your eyes and free your mind.
Learn to hear for mutes. Learn to hear for the deaf. Learn to hear for the deaf white noise background music. Anyway, we could become music spammers, Sean. It would be great.
Let's do it. I'm going to make a song that cures blindness. What are you going to do?
Leprosy.
Leprosy.
It's an oldie but a goodie. And if people stop, or maybe I'll go polio. It's coming back.
It's going to come back.
It's coming back.
If Jenny McCarthy will have her way.
I'm going to ride that wave of polio to the bank, Sean.
Nice.
Right to fucking Grand Cayman. I'm surfing that fucking wave of polio.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Grant, what are you bringing to the table? You gotta come in on this too.
I have nothing to add.
You're just automatically fucking roped into this shit.
Well, you don't want to make
electric
some sort of
flute?
Piece of music that
you're playing
cures
electric
some...
flute. Come on.
Yeah, I mean that's enough, really.
That's enough. You don't want to inspire people to cure blindness.
He just wants to find ways to shoot the electricity from his flute.
Ah, fair enough.
To harness his powers,
well, make
and
his,
become
make a song about
some
it.
Some sort of electric flute superhero.
I'm not gonna lie. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
fight crime with an electric flute?
Mm-hmm.
I think it works.
That would be fucking awesome.
Fucking Saturday morning cartoon. So they're not on Saturday mornings anymore. They're just all the time.
Yeah.
There's just channels for them. Back in my day, you had to get up Saturday morning if you wanted to see the cartoons. If you wanted to see the latest Teenage Mutant Ninja Whatsits.
Fuck, that's going to be so weird for kids, like, when they grow up to, like, senile ages. Like, back in my day, we'd stream videos on our fucking ancient Netflix boxes.
What's that, Grandpa? You used to have screens outside of your body? Fuck you, old man.
I'm too busy watching Lost in my eyeballs.
Yeah. I'm watching reruns of The Wire from 100 years ago straight in my brain.
I'm sleeping the TV show right now.
Yeah.
It's called Sleepo.
Yeah, the subtext is all right up front when it's blasted
it
right into
your
neurons.
It records right in your short-term memory so you can get rid of it whenever you want. Just drink a beer and it's gone.
It's an endless cycle. Watch a show, drink a beer, watch the same show.
Yep. Never saw this one yet. No, you have. You have a problem. I lost 3 episodes last night.
Amnesia-wiser? Yeah. I would try to come up with something.
People would just
Bud-nesia?
Like, people would just say how many episodes they lost in the future as to how much they drank.
Like
how
much
lost a whole season of Lost last night.
Had a crazy night last night. I can't remember grade 4 anymore.
Just certain segments.
Who's the prime minister?
My grade 10 music class is gone. I don't know how to play a fucking B flat scale.
What's fucking middle C, so bro? I lost middle C. What's my dad look like? I'm never drinking again.
That's
scary nice. Future.
Scary future head. Good thing I'll be dead.
And if you were in Russia, you'd probably be dead from vehicles.
Most likely.
28,000 people die every year in Russia in vehicle accidents.
Really?
200,000 accidents.
Fucking crazy.
Okay, because there's this thing I discovered today.
Uh-huh.
This won't be news to a lot of people. But
it'll
there is a whole subgenre of YouTube videos that are Russian, like, dashboard, like, police-style dashboard cams.
Okay.
In Russian cars. And they're always Russian, and they're everywhere. And I was like, I needed to know why Russians had dash cams, you know?
For sure.
Because when you find all of a sudden you find that there are thousands of something, you need to find out what is it about this particular culture that is creating this climate of dash camery? You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure.
And it turns out that it's because of a few different factors. The traffic police are the most corrupt institution in Russia, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Two is kindergartens, and number three is post-secondary. Those are the corrupt, most corrupt institutions in Russia.
Kindergarten and post-secondary?
Traffic, kindergarten, post-secondary, in that order.
So, like,
for corruption.
Okay. So there's like a individual police for both kindergarten.
Traffic police is one, and they're corrupted.
Okay.
Kindergarten has nothing to do with police. It's literally corrupt schools where it's like,
oh, really?
Cops, so it's just trying like to get into like a good kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
So I thought you meant like, so it's like bribe the principal to, so it's like instead of poisoning you with yogurt, they bribe you to bribe the principal like to get your kid into there. You see, right. Russia and China, they have slightly different approaches to kindergarten. Some of them like poison yogurt, street yogurt.
Right.
And some of them prefer just bribes.
Don't poison street
bribery.
Yogurt,
bribery is more straightforward than street yogurt poison.
A little bit. A little bit.
Really? Don't poison any yogurt, street or otherwise.
Don't, yeah. Don't do
or it. Anything. I would recommend not poisoning. Well, you can poison vermin.
Also, your yogurt can't have more probiotics.
Or just more than it does now.
Just more probiotics. That's just a thing that makes yogurt. Those are the organisms that make your yogurt.
It was already there.
It's already there.
Yeah.
Don't pay extra because, you see, now with whatever I just said.
They're just terms that some companies copyright.
Probiotics. Now with probiotics.
Yeah. Now with special poop bacterias.
Yeah.
That's what they want to put there. They can't do it. They got to get Jamie Lee Curtis to subtly tell you about your pooping.
And this yogurt makes me poop.
That's kind of already, like, dated reference.
Yeah, is she still alive? I don't even know.
Yeah, she's married to somebody notable that I can't remember
good for
now.
Her.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you. I hate you and your whole life.
What?
So anyway, you got corrupt cops.
Yeah.
And obviously, we've already been over the fact that fucking driving is not safe in Russia. People don't know how to fucking drive.
Apparently.
People are crazy drivers. People are belligerent. And you also have to watch out for the court system doesn't accept verbal evidence because everyone in Russia lies all the time.
Really?
It turns out, the court won't listen to you saying like, yeah, he came out of his car and he beat me up. Look, my fucking eye socket is broken and my nose is broken.
Fucking bullshit.
Exactly. They'll be like, do you have any
that
evidence?
Makes no sense.
Do you have any evidence? He fucking punched me in my eye.
He even said his evidence isn't great either.
Was anyone taking pictures? Like, you got 10.
Yeah,
you have
a picture.
I got 10 witnesses that all also say he punched me in the eye. They're also probably all lying.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know how the court system works in Russia.
About the same as the Canadian court.
But apparently, it's very potent. You need to have video. And then also, the insurance companies in Russia are experts at denying claims. So all of these things together.
Of course they would.
Oh, yeah. And there's one other thing.
What's that?
Rampant scammery. Rampant flim-flams, scams, and roustabouts, and everyone are they're all over the place.
Perfect.
So you have gangsters, and the scam that the gangsters prefer is cut you off, jam the brakes. So you rear-end them. They cause you to rear-end them. Like, so you'll be driving on the highway, they'll pull out
and
right
then,
in front of you and jam the brakes.
That's fucking
dangerous. So you smash
dangerous.
Into them, and then they act angry.
Right.
And so three gangsters get out of the car you just hit.
And beat you up.
And threaten you, and basically they're trying to get an immediate payoff right now. They're not going to the system.
Right.
They're like, you fucking did that.
That's fucking bullshit.
So people and the other popular scam is just like poor fuckers throwing themselves in front of cars. Like guys who professionally put on like safety gear and watch for someone who's not paying enough attention. And then they'll run and they'll dive into the side of their vehicle, or like they'll just run in front of a bus and get smacked. Like on purpose trying to scam people, just like rampant fraud.
Like, sounds like Russia is just like one giant country of punked.
Yeah, man. These Russian dash cams really make you go like, oh man. I mean, I thought Russia sucks, but holy fuck, you know?
This is one large prank show for the country to watch.
I thought they were a first world country. I mean, I see the nice cars. It looks like a first world country. And then all fucking hell breaks loose in these fucking videos. And some of them are like, oh, here's a fucking jet flying over 10 feet above the highway.
Jesus.
Or like, here's just, oh yeah. And they don't care about like impropriety. So it's all like, here's fucking people just getting blown up and shit.
Oh, really?
It's like, the reason that these videos are so popular in Russia is that they're more violent and spectacular than Russians get to see on TV and stuff. So they go online and they get to see, and they see their countrymen dying and they chuckle about it because they have horrible, awful, like, you think, like, I would say that my sense of humor is dark.
For sure, I would
too.
And
you would say that your sense of humor is dark.
A little bit.
Russians watch videos of their countrymen being dismembered in gigantic car crashes, and they chuckle
and
about
laugh
the poor
their ass
bastards.
Off.
Like,
that's a
and
little much.
Basically,
for me.
The tone of most of the comments I've been led to believe is, "Look at that putz!
What an idiot!
Yeah, what a fucking putz!
What a fucking moron getting his head blown off!
Yeah,
fucking go die,
Russia." Home of compassion.
Stern but fair.
Stern but fair.
That's Russia for you.
Oh, that's what you get.
I'd still like to go to Russia, despite the violent drivers.
Just like, just fly into
just
Moscow
bike.
And don't leave there?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I'm sure
there'd
be some pretty cool places.
Like, Westerners and stuff get hassled less by the police.
Well, that's cool.
But, oh, man, you just have to see these videos, man. Fucking two-lane highways where people are trying to pass. You're in the oncoming lane, and you have to drive off of the highway because people are just, they don't give a fuck. It's like they're driving like
Jesus.
They don't care what life is. That's why they can't have nice things, Sean.
Well, that and, like, you know.
And, oh, yeah, and they're, like, totalitarian government.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, you know, 10 years ago, Russia had this thing where they're like, we have a prime minister, and the prime minister serves for X long. And then Putin couldn't be the prime minister anymore, so he invented a new position above the prime minister and took that. And then the people voted for a new prime minister. But it didn't matter anymore, because he'd already made himself fucking king.
Right.
And
Russian king.
And he's basically like Russian James Bond. Like an evil okay. Russian James Bond became king of Russia.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he's probably the guy who would use, like, an umbrella to put ricin in your leg and you die. Or whatever it was, uranium
right,
or plutonium.
Right.
No, it was polonium in the leg on the umbrella.
Okay.
There was a famous
soup or something. I remember someone's
well,
soup
there was
irradiated.
Oh, there was a Ukrainian guy who was running for prime minister, and they put I can't remember what it was, but that was the guy who got his soup poisoned.
Okay.
And there was some guy in like the late 70s who got stabbed in like Paris or Munich or something with an umbrella. And the umbrella had like a pellet of polonium that
okay.
killed him.
I see. The more you know.
The more you know.
Rainbow.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great note for us to kind of talk about crazy Russians.
Absolutely.
So thanks for listening, everybody. I mean, another episode of Medium Clever.
That is true.
Good
we just
time.
Did another episode.
Hanging out, having fun.
Sure.
Up next, we've got our new segment, Human Interest. Sean interviews a special guest. And just stay tuned. Check it out. Give it a shot. It's kind of fun.
Check it out.
Yeah. See you next time.
Bye.